pleasure. Okay, Shavua Tov, everyone. Shavua Tov. We have a half an hour minus at our disposal, so I thought I'd deal with a topic which is very relevant throughout the year, and yet very relevant last night. I'm sure last night many of you fulfilled a mitzvah that you don't always fulfill on a Motzei Shabbos. Which mitzvah am I referring to? Kiddush Levana. So there is different minhagim as to when you can say Kiddush Levana. Some say it can only be done after the seventh day since the Molad. Some say 3 days after the Molad. Bottom line is, last night I'm sure many of you took advantage of the beautiful weather and the very clear moon and fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Here's the question. Why did you wait? Rosh Chodesh, according to my calculations, was Tuesday. Aleph Iyar. The Molad was Monday. Lamed, Nisan. So why did we wait till Motzei Shabbos? Anybody know?
You dress nicer on a Motzei Shabbos than you are during the week.
So Harold answers, because you're dressed nicely. And he's quoting word for word, letter for letter, what it says in the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Hilchot Kiddush Levana. Now, Hilchot Kiddush Levana has no success. What do I mean, no success? Barely anyone learns it or knows where it is. And I am not blaming anyone on this Zoom, because you're not the only ones that don't know where it is. I only know where it is because of a Maise Shehaya. You see this volume of Mishnah Brura? This is volume number 4. If you look at any set of a Mishnah Brura, you'll see that volume number 4 is the skinniest of all the volumes. Anybody know why? No. But close. Nice. You're close. That's in Chelek Hei. Hilchos Eruvin. I don't know many people who learn Hilchos Eruvin. I had to learn it to get Smicha. Today it's not on the Smicha exams. Other things are. And the bottom line is that because Hilchos Eruvin is so technical, and the bottom line is that most Jews don't build their own Eruv. The rabbi of the city or the city takes care of it. In Israel, it's even compounded. It's the municipality that's supposed to take care of it. Who learns Hilchos Eruvin? So Hilchos Eruvin is in this skinny Chelek Dalet of Mishnah Brura. Now, at the end of Chelek Dalet, he has a few add-ons. One of the add-ons he has is Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, and the other is Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Namely, which Kriyas HaTorah do you do on which day, etc. Make a long story short, I got to this only because of a Maisa Shehaya I'll tell you about some other time. But suffice it to say, because I learned Eruvin, I saw at the end there are a few interesting things. And one of them is what Harold just quoted at the beginning of Simon Tov Kav Vav. It says you have to do Kiddush Levana. And the second Seif says you should only do it on Motzei Shabbos. Keshehu Mevusam Uvgadav Na'im. Exactly what Harold said. Now, does this come against another value we have when we do mitzvot? If you have to write a book called The Laws of Doing Mitzvot, we have certain laws and regulations that regulate us doing mitzvot. I'm not talking about how big the matzah has to be, or does the tefillin need to be square. I'm talking about when you do a mitzvah, there are certain things that go with it. One of those is in contradistinction to what we just read. Does anyone know which rule? It's Sunday morning. We maybe slept too much on Shabbos, so we're not wide awake. But we do have a rule. I'll give you a hint. Bruce, why did you put on tefillin this morning? Why didn't you wait till the afternoon? You have to put on tefillin once a day, every day. Why did you do it in the morning? Because the Zrizin Magdimin Le Mitzvot. We always try to do a mitzvah at the first possible opportunity. We learn it out from the founder of our nation, Avraham Avinu, who got up early in the morning to do the mitzvah of the Akedah. What? I didn't hear. 1 second, Bruce. Harold, you said something?
I said, Vayashkem Baboker.
Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, exactly. So how do we wait with Kiddush Levana and not do it at the first possible opportunity? Yes, Bruce.
When you quote a source like that, that's like an Smak the Ba'alma type thing. I mean, men his age tend to get up several times at night and are often very early in the morning. I have to wonder, is that really the reason we do it? I mean,
cute. First of all, it's an asmachta, Bruce, not because an old man gets up numerous times at night. It's an asmachta because it was said and done before Matan Torah. So whether Avraham did it or not, we'll learn about it. We'll put him high on a pedestal. He was a very important Jew. As a matter of fact, the founder of the Jewish nation. But we don't necessarily regulate our mitzvot on things that were done before Matan Torah. Number two, Bruce, suffice it to say that he can get up early in the morning to drink a cup of coffee. He didn't. He got up early in the morning, even if he got up numerous times at night. And the first possible moment, he did the mitzvah.
Some things, why do we give answers like that? Where there are better answers, probably.
That's a conversation in and of itself. I'll give you a very, very short answer, because it's a very long conversation. And that is that Chazal, at a time when the Torah was really Baal Peh, needed to anchor various laws upon psukim that were known. A pasuk from Parshat Shavua, especially one that we read not once but twice a year, is very known. We read it on Parshat Vayera, and we read it as well on the second day Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, from that perspective, they anchored it on a pasuk that was known. So when people read that pasuk, they'd say, oh, this reminds me of the law of Zerizin Makdim and Limitzvot. But it's not necessarily a source.
No, I understand what David said. Why do we give that as an answer?
Why do we do it? For the same reason. You see the way Harold went ahead and right away, the minute you said Zrizin, he remembered Avraham Avinu? That's why. Anyway, back to our story. It's a Derabanan, it's written in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Bet. If you look in the Sanhedrin Mem Bet, you'll find the sources for it. You are obligated, Irving, to listen to the rabbis as well as to what you call the Torah. Part of the Torah is listening to the rabbis, so therefore you're obligated by this law as well. Make a long story short, why do we wait? After all, Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvot, the answer has to be because of another law that regulates mitzvot called Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah is not just doing the mitzvah, but making it beautiful, making it pleasant. We don't just have a sukkah, we decorate it. We don't just have a talis, we make it nice. Therefore, you can do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana after 3 days from the Molad, but if you want to make it beautiful, then have nice clothing on, like you do on a Motzei Shabbos, in addition to which, have a full stomach, like we do on a Motzei Shabbos, and then say Kiddush Levana. So even though Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvot, there's another value called Hidur Mitzvah. And Hidur Mitzvah can sometimes override Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvot. So therefore, that's what we do.
Sometimes the weather will override the Hidur
Mitzvah. Okay. So Harold says that's all very nice in the summer. Baruch Hashem, beautiful weather. Well, what happens in the winter where it could be cloudy day after day? That's exactly what the Ramah on that Seif in Shulchan Aruch deals with. Namely, he first deals with that issue, and everybody agrees that if you think that you won't be able to do Kiddush Levana because this cloudy weather, then you should do it at the first possible opportunity, because with due respect to Hidur Mitzvah, we don't want to miss out on the mitzvah totally. However, our machlokes is not so much in the summer. So you can wait a few days, no zrizin, but you have Hidur Mitzvah. But at the end of the day, you do the mitzvah. And there's no machlokes that if you think you won't be able to do it in the winter, then you should do it at the first opportunity. Machlokes begins when they're equal. What do I mean when they're equal? Not in the summer, not in the winter, but rather the minhag we have to push off Kiddush Levana. The Ramah continues and says, "Ein mekatshim ha-levana, kodem tisha b'av, V'lo kol dem Yom HaKippurim. The Ramah says that we don't do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur because we're not Shruyin B'Simcha. And in order to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kiddush Levana, you have to have Simcha. Incidentally, this is a very important theme in the Ramah. If you picture the Ramah, Arthur, I'm not so sure you'd picture the Ramah with a big smile on his face, right? Because the Ramah is an Ashkenazi posek, and he always adds on chumras, like kitniot. You'd probably picture him as this very upset, serious gentleman. Well, the Ramah in many different places says you have to be besimcha to do mitzvot. This is one of them, Kiddush Levana. Does anybody know the more famous one than Kiddush Levana? This is not in Chelek Dalet, the skinny Chelek. This is in Chelek Bet. Right at the beginning. No one? Oh, Harold knows. Bruce knows. Ah, the Ramah says you don't duchen every day, only on Yontif. And not only on Yontif, but the Musaf of Yontif, because then people are happy. Why are people happy? Not because of Simchas Yontif, that would be the frum answer. They're happy because davening is about to be finished, and they're going to go home to eat. That's the Ramah. So the Ramah, happiness is very important. Nesiyat Kapayim, Kiddush Levana, at the end of Hilchos Purim, by the way. End of Orach Chaim. He says, end of Chelek Vav of Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'tov Lev Mishteh Tamid. That's the way he ends Orach Chaim. So the Ramah happened to be a gentleman who believed in happiness. In any case, back to our story. He says you need to be happy for Kiddush Levana. So here you have a clash. Because on the one hand, Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvot. On the other hand, Hidur Mitzvah is to do the Mitzvah of Kiddush Levana when you're happy. You're only happy after Tisha B'Av and after Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, you're happy right away because HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave you on Yom Kippur. You went through an entire day like a malach and you got through it. You didn't have to eat or drink B'Shiurim. Yom Tisha B'Av a bit different. It's a day of Avelus as well. And therefore, the Ramah paskins that you should eat first and not say Kiddush Levana right after Ma'ariv. And even push it off to a day where you're wearing leather shoes and whatnot. But the bottom line is, he says to push it off. Disagrees with him, various achronim. And I'll just finish this point, Bruce, before I hear your question. Aruch HaShulchan, who was a great posek at the time of the Mishnah Berurah, the difference between them is the Mishnah Berurah, as we like to say, is a tzaddik in Psak Halacha. He brings every point of view under the sun, and he usually paskins lechumra because, as the saying goes, lo na'im li, the paskin against someone. The Aruch HaShulchan was a Rav in Norvadik, and he has no problem paskining. Paskining sometimes, right in your face, brings the Gemara to Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, and then says, this is my Psak Halacha. So when it comes to this issue of pushing off Kiddush Levana by till after Yom Kippur, after Tisha B'Av, says the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Taf Kaf Vav, Seif Katan Chet, bringing this Minhag, he comes along and says the following law. There are people that mumble about waiting. Now, what does he mean, mumble? They didn't have a speech impediment. They didn't have to go to a speech therapist. It meant they were not happy with it. They weren't happy by waiting these two times. First of all, maybe you'll die, you'll drop dead, and you won't be able to do Kiddush Levana. You could have done it, and you didn't. One less mitzvah that you could have done when you're alive. Something to think about. You may die. That comes up in many times in our literature. You should do vidui, because maybe you'll die that day. Next, the old, there's reason, makdimin, lemitzvot. And then he tries to explain it. Maybe it's okay, it's just for a little few days, it's the summer. But the bottom line is, this is a clash. Zrizin Magdimin LeMitzvot, you should do Kiddush Levana 3 days after the Molad, or 7 days after, right away, versus Hidur Mitzvah, being dressed properly, having a full stomach. Do we have another example of this? We'll take two more this morning. Two more examples of this clash. I'd say that in America, you probably did not have this clash. In Israel, you do. I'm talking about Bris Milah. But before we get there, Bruce, you had a comment.
Yeah, happiness is connected to Kiddush Levana. I'm not sure why exactly happiness is connected, but if it would be, how can we be happy at the end of Shabbat rather than
Because you went through a wonderful Shabbos experience, that's why.
But it's now over. I mean, it's...
It's over, but you... I don't think anyone that goes to a wedding, the minute they leave the wedding hall, right away are sad. They're still within the influence of that particular experience of a nice, happy event.
Is this something that we don't do it on Shabbat?
Yes, there's reasons I'll pee Kabbalah. I'm not sure why.
You might carry your sitter outside.
No, very nice. Harold brings a halachic reason. You may carry your sitter outside. Good reason. That's why we don't blow shofar. We don't hold lulav. We don't read the Megillah. Very good. Gentlemen, in America, when I was a kid, all the brises were done early in the morning, a milchik bagels meal, and out to work. Not so in Israel. In Israel, we are living in a Jewish state where if you tell your employer, I need to leave to go to a bris, it's like, fine, middle of the day, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whenever it is. If you do a bris early in the morning, it's reason, magdimin lemitzvot. On the other hand, if you do it later in the day, you'll have a hidur mitzvah. Just imagine if you did a bris milah at 7 o'clock in the evening this evening. Shkia is like what? What time is shkia tonight?
Like 7:35.
No, that's not shkia. That's Eta Kochavim.
Whatever
it is. 7:15, let's say. Suffice it to say. The bottom line is, you'll have more people. People are after work, they came home, you'll have kids, you'll have many more people. You have Berovam Vadrat Melech, you'll also have Hidur Mitzvah. On the other hand, you should do the mitzvah at the first possible opportunity, and this happens to be a Machlokes HaPoskim as well. Some people say you should do it right in the morning, regardless. You know, it's a mitzvah, and in the mitzvah though, Raisa for that matter, Irving won't say there's no source. You should do it right away. On the other hand, the Hidur Mitzvah will be when you have many more people around, to see the bris. So that's a second example of this clash between Hidur Mitzvah and Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvot. So we spoke about pushing off Kiddush Levana. We spoke about pushing off the bris to later in the day. And now we'll give a third example. The third example is something that may come up depending on when you wake up in the morning. Everybody around this table knows that the most preferable time to start your Shmoneh Esrei is at Neitz Hachama, sunrise. Not dawn, but sunrise. That's the best possible time to start your Shmoneh Esrei of the morning. So you should daven Shachris with the Birkos Kriyat Shema and Shema beforehand, a bit before, and say Gal Yisrael exactly at Neitz, and start your Shmoneh Esrei. Now, what happens if a person does get up that early in the morning? Either he has insomnia, or he goes to sleep early. Or, as I heard from Rav Meidan, many times when they asked him, how do you sleep 2-3 hours a night? His answer was, ani yashen maher. I sleep fast. He sleeps fast, so if you sleep fast, you get up early. No, you get up early. You can daven at Nates, or you can daven at a minyan, which is after Nates. Which is preferable? Yechidus at Nates, minyan after Nates.
Nates is preferable.
So many poskim say, Maharei Shvartz amongst them, that it's much more preferable to daven at Nates. And others say, like the Rav Shlomo Kluger and his Shut HaLef Lecha Shlomo, minyan is better. Now again, you have this clash. Zrizin makdimin lemitzvot. You're up, you're awake. You should do the mitzvah the first possible time. Put on your tefillin. Say kriyat shema, mitzvah d'oraisa. Davin the shmoneh esrei, mitzvah d'rabbanan. Somech geula l'tefillah, mitzvah d'rabbanan. And do it all at the first possible opportunity, early in the morning. Versus the point of view that will say, hidur mitzvah is to do it in a minyan. First and foremost, you have barov am, Vahadrat Melech. Secondly, it could very well be that you have to daven in a minyan. In other words, it's not a nice, worthy, value idea, but rather it is an obligation. So again, you have this clash. Zrizin makdimin lemitzvot versus hidur mitzvah. Now on that last point, I can obviously poke holes in both, but Suffice it to say, we saw three examples. Yeah.
There's another problem. If you daven nate, you're coming, you can't do Birkas Kohanim.
Why can't you do Birkas Kohanim at nates? Oh, if you daven beyechidus, you can't do Birkas Kohanim. Absolutely. That's an open Mishnah in Meseches Megillah, Daf Kaf Gimel. All the things you have to do with a minyan, amongst them, is Birkas Kohanim. So if you're a Kohen, you're Mevatel, or Mitzvah Asay of Birkas Kohanim. Absolutely. Absolutely. Another reason why you should daven at a minyan and not by yourself at nates. But, as I said, you see that there's three examples that we said this morning. All three surround the following issue. Is it more important to do the mitzvah, or is it more important to do the mitzvah in a beautiful setting? And this is something I believe we need to think about. Not just on a halachic level like we just said, Kiddush Levana, Bris, Nates, but rather on, I would say, on principle, emotional level. We have this tendency to do mitzvot at the first possible opportunity to get it over with. You know, get it out of the way. That is not, in my opinion, what Judaism is asking of us. It's asking of us to do the mitzvah and to have a hiddur mitzvah, because when you have a hiddur mitzvah, it beautifies the mitzvah and it also brings a much bigger Kiddush Hashem to the way you do the mitzvah. Why do I say that? What is the source of hiddur mitzvah in the Gemara? And this, Bruce, may be the source. This is not just one of those anchors. This is a source that we learn from. I'll give you a hint. You probably say it every morning if you get to shul on time. Give you another hint. We read it twice a year in the Kriyas HaTorah. I'll give you a third hint. You stand up for it. No one knows. Ze keli ve'anvehu Elohei avi va'arome menhu. Ze keli ve'anvehu. This is my God and I will beautify my God. Says the Gemara, doesn't mean you put makeup on God. It means that the mitzvot that you do, that God commanded you, you beautify. In other words, when you do a mitzvah in a beautiful setting, you're bringing much more of a Kiddush Hashem, much more of a glamorous beautification of God's mitzvah to the world. And allow me to end with this thought, and then I'll hear Arthur's question. Twice a year, the Chazan puts on a kittel and davens for something that we take to be not so vital. One is Tefillat Geshem, and the other is Tefillat Tal. Tefillat Geshem happens to be a tefillah where we're davening for life, because you can't live without water. Tefillat Tal is not about life. Tefillat Tal that we davened this past Pesach is not about living. It's about eating delicious fruits and vegetables. The dew, Tal, makes the fruits and vegetables delicious. Namely, you could have eaten them without the Tal. The Tal makes it sweet, makes it easy to eat. It's not enough in life to live. You have to live and do the mitzvot, and yet make it beautiful and pleasant for you and for the people around you. And therefore, I think it's extremely important that we think about these things. If we just a few days ago dealt with davening in shorts, that was a primary example. You can just daven, and daven quickly, and who cares what you're wearing, because get it over with. Or you can think, I'm about to come before God. I'm about to talk to Him face to face. What should be the environment around it? Will it be a beautiful environment? A worthy environment? Or not? Yes, Arthur. We end with your question.
Okay. Hiddur mitzvah is very nice, but sometimes if you wait till Motzei Shabbat, it's cloudy. So you miss the mitzvah.
That's exactly what we started with. I believe you came... Did you come late to the class?
No, I was here.
Oh, you heard that.
If hiddur mitzvah is so important, we're willing to miss the mitzvah, and it will happen. It always happens.
So again, I'm going to quote from the Ramah. The Ramah says that if indeed you may miss the mitzvah, then forget about hiddur mitzvah.
Why don't we hold like the Bach, for example, says you should do it as soon as possible.
So you're right. The Bach I quoted the Aruch HaShulchan. The Bach, the Gra, agree that you don't wait after Rosh Hashanah or after Rosh Chodesh Av. You do the mitzvah at the first possible opportunities. Reason is more important than Hidur. Others will disagree. The Ramah sort of has a pshara. He says a compromise. If you think you're going to miss the mitzvah like you think, do it right away. If on the other hand you think you will be able to do the mitzvah, then it's okay to wait. And that's exactly what the Ramah says. That if indeed it's before the 10th of the month, then wait. After the 10th of the month, there's only a few days left till the 15th, you shouldn't wait. And that's exactly where I said, Hidur mitzvah's reason come together, but sometimes there's other mitigating factors. So here you may miss out. Harold said, Nates, no minyan, versus minyan. After Nates, I'm going to miss out on Birkas Kohanim, mitzvah Dol Raisa. So there's always mitigating factors above and beyond this clash. Of course, and therefore, as I said, the Ramah compromises.
And so, where else do we do this? You know, Brit, I understand we do not, like in the States, we usually do them in the morning. I understood that, but I'm saying, like, where else are there other mitzvah because of Hidur mitzvah that we miss out on?
We don't miss out. That will never be the case. If we're going to miss out, we forget about Hidur mitzvah, and we do the mitzvah. But there's many other mitzvah that we wait to do it in a more mehudar fashion. For example, when do you light Hanukkah candles?
As soon as it gets dark.
As soon as it gets dark. Let's say you're the only one at home. Your wife's not home. Your kids are not home. Do you wait or not? Now, obviously, lighting Hanukkah candles with more people at home is a bigger hidur mitzvah. Many more people there. On the other hand, you should light it the first possible opportunity. A classical clash.
Yeah, but there you're not going to miss the mitzvah.
How do you know?
That's not a case where you're going to miss the mitzvah.
Correct. So that's exactly it. So as I said, this clash between Hidur mitzvah and Zrizin is a clash that I can always say is equal, but there's always mitigating factors above and beyond it. You mentioned one of them, and that is maybe you'll miss out on the mitzvah, and the Ramah was sensitive to it, and he made that compromise. Not always is that the only mitigating factor. Rav Golan is here, so I'm going to wish everyone a Shavua Tov, and Bezrat Hashem, it should be a wonderful week of a lot of learning around this Zoom. Take care, everyone. Any follow-up questions, you can write to me privately.